The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of this show, Eric Metaxas, is a demanding taskmaster.
For example, he insists on my announcing this show at all hours of the day and night. In other words, whenever you listen to it, I must announce it. That's the rule. So please,
please, try and listen to this show at a reasonable time.
My wife and kids never get a good night's sleep, and it's destroying our family. And no pressure.
Hey there, folks. Let me just be blunt. I don't care about you, Todd. I just don't care. Now, of course I care. But I think he's under a misimpression that the show, whenever the show airs, I'm not going to get into it. Folks, this is an exciting breaking news kind of day. You know that it's Tuesday and that last night at 9 p.m. the president announced his pick for the Supreme Court. I thought it would be a blast if today we could spend 2 hours talking about it with brilliant geniuses. And at the front of the pack, ladies and gentlemen, is the man with the lovely accent. You know him as Sebastian Gorka. I know him as Dr. Gorka or Sebastian. Welcome to the program.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Thank you.
Here, Eric.
Thank you. I have to say that there's so much to say about this pick to the Supreme Court. What do you think? What are the main things that you'd want to talk about?
Well, from a political perspective, the fact that literally within seconds of the president naming his nominee, the Democratic National Congress gave out a statement saying this man should be kept as far away from the Supreme Court as possible was a very good sign. The fact that Chuck Schumer, the most senior Democrat senator, has gone on record saying he will use every tool in his possession to prevent the confirmation of this nominee, I think, you know, by itself, those two metrics tell you that this is the right man for the job.
Well, let me ask you, because there is really so much. First of all, whenever somebody says, like Chuck Schumer says, he'll use all the tools, I would argue he has no tools. In other words, this is kabuki theater. This is politics. The Democrats know that they have to go through these motions, even though he will certainly be confirmed. It may be close, but it seems to me that he will be confirmed. You had an article in the New York Times from a liberal, a never-Trump liberal, saying how extraordinarily qualified Kavanaugh is. If the president had picked a Justice Amy Barrett, I can imagine potential trouble, potential. But it's very interesting. It seems to me, I'm just guessing, that the president made a secret deal with Kennedy. I'm quite serious. I haven't heard anybody say this on TV, or anywhere. I haven't read it. But it strikes me that the president made a deal with Kennedy. And he said to Kennedy, look, if you leave, we will replace you, not with another, another Scalia, but we'll pick someone that you love, that you're thrilled by. And this guy Kavanaugh, in other words, when you talk to Leonard Leo at the Federalist Society, you talk to these people, it's sort of like, we can do this, let's do it. It was rather calculated. Perhaps the president would have wanted somebody more like an Amy Barrett, but you know, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaves, maybe Barrett can come in as a woman to replace a woman. I don't know. That's just my thinking.
Look, I can't confirm that hypothesis, but the president is the master of the deal. I think, however, I am the eternal optimist, but here I'm going to just put a little rain cloud over.
That's fine. That's what you're here for, young man.
Chuck Schumer has weapons. The Democrats have weapons. If you look at what's happened in the last just 2 weeks, the left is out of control. The fact that you have Maxine Waters not just retract her words, but double down on the incitement of harassment of members of the Trump administration, the fact that a child was assaulted because he was wearing a Trump hat, the fact that Elaine Chao, a female minority member of the administration, was harassed outside her home. This is my prediction, and I made it last night when I was on Fox. I said the disgusting behavior by the left with regards to nominee Bork and Clarence Thomas, that will be outdone in October. I expect it to be even worse because of the lack of rational, just sane controls on the Democrat Party.
But Sebastian, let me ask you this. In other words, even though I concede that that's true, certainly, but I still think it's just theater. In other words, it doesn't constitute an actual tool to accomplish anything.
I think you're right. I think he doesn't have any political tools inside the Senate, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the vilification, what you're seeing happen right now with Jim Jordan. Look at what's happening to Jim Jordan. We have the same company, the same law firm, Perkins Coie, that was instrumental in the manufacturing of the fake Russian dossier that Hillary Clinton and the Dems paid $2 million for to besmirch the president and his campaign. That company is now behind these stories that Jim Jordan knew about some sexual assaults 20 years ago when he was a wrestling coach and did nothing about it. This is what I'm worried about, that they know no bounds to manufacture the attack pieces against now Kavanaugh. But I do think you're right. Amy and Kavanaugh were the top two choices for Leonard Leo, who's a friend of mine. That's good enough for me, and I think Amy's going to be next.
It's funny because I was thinking last night, somebody on Twitter said, Amy Barrett, as a trade for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'll take that or something. And I thought, wow, probably this president, who really, of course, is secretly brilliant. He sort of pretends to be, bluffing along and stuff, but of course he's thinking these things through. It strikes me that he knows at some point Ruth Bader Ginsburg has to be leaving. And I guess I would ask you, what do you think? I don't know how old she is. I think she's about 80. She looks very infirm.
Yes.
She fell asleep during the State of the Union a couple of years ago. I mean, it doesn't seem to me that she's doing anything really but hanging on. What do you think is going to happen?
I think I tell you one thing for sure, having worked for the man, he's in the office for another 6.5 years. So Donald Trump is in it for the long game, and he's all about winning. And he, as a result, he will get one more Supreme Court justice.
I'm convinced of that. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And I think it has to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because she is really, as I said, genuinely infirm. I sat next to her on a plane a couple of years ago, and I was stunned. I mean, she was hunched over, hunched forward, sleeping. It was really, I thought, my gosh, she should be traveling with some people taking care of her. She seemed pretty old. In any event, back to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, what do you think of the criticism Judge Napolitano on Fox said that he thought Kavanaugh was, unfortunately, the definition of inside the Beltway? What do you think of that?
I do like the judge. I'm a bit surprised at his comment. As a fellow mackerel snapper, the judge, myself, and Kavanaugh are all Catholics. I don't quite see it like that. I think it's important to focus on... Kavanaugh gave a very, very short speech yesterday after the president nominated him.
Yeah.
And there were only two substantive sentences. I mean, he made lovely comments about the women in his life, his family, and everything else. But there are only two substantive sentences that came with any relevance to the actual Supreme Court. And one of them was, the job of a judge is to interpret the law, not to legislate. Now, that should warm everybody's heart who's a traditionalist, that he's not an activist.
Well, I would think that at the very least we would expect that. And again, to my mind...
But he doesn't have to say it. There's no requirement. There's no protocol requirement, Eric, for him to say that yesterday. And then when he says that the role of a Supreme Court justice is to interpret and not amend the Constitution, he's not required to say anything. He can say, thank you, Mom, and thank you, Mr. President.
Right.
And he actually had only two substantive sentences. sentences, and those were exactly the kind of sentences that you would expect not from a Kennedy-esque protege, but from an Antonin Scalia.
Okay. You know what? You've made me feel better. That's why you're here, Sebastian Gorka. Now, it's interesting because what you just said is, to use a legal term, dispositive.
Mm-hmm.
In the idea that he would say that, I think what troubled me was Laura Ingraham and others were saying, oh, I'm sure Justice Kennedy is so happy and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, who cares about Justice Kennedy?
Right.
He was the mushiest. Anyway, we're going to be right back, folks, talking to Sebastian Gorka, the Sebastian Gorka, not a counterfeit. We're talking about the news, the Supreme Court pick. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
I have been deceived. Now the wind has changed direction, and I have to leave.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on DinoVite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
DynaVite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to DynaVite.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
Oh.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about the news. Today, of course, is Tuesday. And last night, I hope you watched it, at 9 o'clock, the president announced his pick for the Supreme Court. He picked a certain Mr. Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh. And we're talking to our friend Sebastian Gorka about that choice and the larger issues surrounding it. Sebastian Gorka, again, welcome.
Thank you, Con. Great to be back.
I got to say that, you know, they're really, what you just said was very important. In other words, you said that the one thing Brett Kavanaugh did not need to do is come out and say explicitly that he regarded the Constitution as sacrosanct, that it's the job of a judge to interpret that Constitution, not to legislate from the bench, all those kinds of things. I guess so much that Laura Ingraham and others said, kind of saying that he was beloved by Kennedy. And I thought, you know, Kennedy was he was trouble. I mean, he was the one that gave us, you know, some very bad, important decisions. So, so I was concerned, I have to say.
I don't think you need to be. I don't think you need to be. I think, you know, one commentator's views does not reality make. The fact is that this is an individual who was very tough on issues that we care about, whether it's, you know, the moral turpitude of Bill Clinton when he was working on the Kenneth Starr investigation. This is an individual who, you know, his track record is not swamp creature, even though he's lived in the D.C. circuit for his, you know, most of his recent career. I think you're absolutely right in your analysis that the president played the long game. It wasn't worth going for an Amy Barrett right now. He's going to get one more, at least one more nominee, and that's when he puts Amy Barrett into the position, and this is the best person right now.
It's interesting. I had to laugh this morning. I looked at the New York Times, and they cannot help anymore. They editorialize from above the fold as hard as they can.
Right.
The headline said, this is the headline, former Bush aide is Trump pick for court. I thought to myself, really? In other words, that's the headline? That
Eric,
might be the subhead.
Look, this is what they do. When I came into the administration, when Ambassador Bolton came into the administration, what are we termed? We're termed TV pundits.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was termed Breitbart editor.
Yeah.
The fact that John Bolton was a cabinet-ranking ambassador to the United Nations, the fact that I served, you know, in the Defense Department for 6 years, taught counterterrorism to the Marine Corps at Quantico at National Defense University, you know, as my good friend Chris Plant says, one of the greatest powers the media has is not to lie, but it's to leave out the important
yeah.
information.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Gray Lady does.
Well, it's interesting, though, Sebastian, because honestly, in my lifetime, as much as I have not loved the New York Times, I have seen them go from being somewhat liberal to now openly partisan in a way that I find embarrassing for them. In other words, when
yes.
you have a headline, they have a wonderful article written by my friend Adam Liptak. He is, you know, their main correspondent with the Supreme Court. We were dear friends in college and have been. And it's a fair article. But the headline, first of all, they always have news analysis. And I've said it. I want to say it again for my listeners. Whenever the New York Times, most people don't know this. Whenever the New York Times has something and it says news analysis, that means, and this is not a joke, it means this is not news. This is an editorial in the guise of news because it's on the front page. It looks like news. It's kind of like when you get a Kraft cheese singles or something like that. The singles, it actually says cheese food. Technically, the FDA, it's not allowed to be called cheese, but nobody knows this. Everybody assumes, of course,
right.
it's cheese. I put it on my burgers. So they have the New York Times says news analysis, and it's all about that. And then the headline is former Bush aide is Trump pick for court. This
yeah.
is I'm embarrassed. It's like the moon landing, and they would say, you know, Iowan lands on moon or something. It's just totally irrelevant.
Well, look, you are going to invite me back for a three-hour analysis of the media in the last 2 years, right? I mean, because we've lost. I mean, I don't mean conservatives, but the media have lost all integrity. Let's look at one thing. Name for me, investigative journalists worth their salt. Right now, we could rack our brains for the next week, and we could only come up with half a dozen names. And we know who they are. Yes, yeah. It's Sarah Carter, it's Molly Hemingway, it's Lee Smith. But beyond that, they're not at the New York Times. And people who get Pulitzers are given Pulitzers. Why? Because they're successful propagandists for the narrative, not the truth. I hate the word, but it is what they use. It is narrative above all else.
Well, let me ask you, because you referred early to what Chuck Schumer had said, sort of threatening, you're going to use all our tools. I say this is, to use the term for the fifth time, kabuki theater. This is politics. He has to do it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think your average American has begun fully to see through this, so that any ugliness that comes up during this hearing, anything untoward, I think finally people are saying, hey, they've gone too far. So I actually think the Democrats are going to suffer from doing this.
I think your analysis is sound. I think they've gone so... Look, if you get out of our bubble, if you get out of your cellar corridor, if you leave San Francisco, New York, Boston, D.C., most Americans are defined. I mean, I am now a proud American, and one of the key traits that I see in my fellow American is common sense. And they look at things like, Russia collusion, and they say, what Russia collusion? Well, they simply don't care. And they see the booming economy, they see ISIS being crushed, and they just say, yeah, that's really great. So I think, yes, I think the Democrats, to quote an old TV show with a guy in a leather jacket, have so jumped the shark that they will pay the price when it comes to the November elections. But my concern is, what insanity will they provoke in the meantime? And I want to remind your listeners, I am standing right now about 4 miles from a baseball diamond where a year ago a Bernie Sanders supporter arrived with a hit list of Republicans he wished to assassinate, a loaded rifle and a handgun, and he almost succeeded. And he almost killed Republican Scalise before two Capitol Police officers with only handguns neutralized him and killed him. That level of incitement isn't occurring on the right, Eric. It's occurring on the left every day.
Well, there's no question about it. And I think that, when you said that people are being targeted, I honestly think that this is going to backfire, and it's already backfiring for the Democrats. Let me ask you about what Dick Durbin said. Many people know that Dick Durbin said, look, this is a battle we must win, and we've got to do everything we can. And if it means that some Democrats have to put their bodies, in front of the truck, so to speak, and they have to lay down their Senate seats to get in the way of this vote, that's a fair deal. That doesn't seem like a fair deal to me. But do you think that people, when the vote comes due, will actually be willing to lose a Senate seat? Doesn't that seem like playing a very short game?
With regard to Dick Durbin, who I ran into when I was in the White House, I will go on the record saying that man doesn't have one scintilla of moral fiber in his body. That's enough about him. When it comes to his statement, oh, yes, please, just encourage your fellow senators and congressmen and women to do that. No, of course it won't happen. If the swamp creature feels his sinecure in danger, there is absolutely no way he will sacrifice his plush job and his pay for life simply because Dick Durbin tells him to.
Well, I think that's true. Honestly, I think that's true. But it just strikes me as extraordinary that they're willing to go to these lengths. I guess my question is, what do you think? First of all, you probably know this, and I certainly don't. When will the hearings be, and when will the confirmation vote be? Do we know?
Well, according to Mitch, it's going to be October, so it'll probably start mid to second half of October, and it'll be done before the midterm. So that's the current plan, and I'm glad that Mitch McConnell is sticking to it.
Now, why would they even wait that long? I'm not sure that I understand why they would have to wait for such a long time, because it does strike me as craziness right before the election, no?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to even try and explain the arcane rules, and I think your description of Kabuki is absolutely apposite for the protocol of the Senate, but at least it's before November, and God willing, it'll happen.
You've used the words apposite and sinecure in one segment. We need to send you a prize of some kind. That's unbelievable. Now, do you have another 5 or 6 minutes? Otherwise,
oh, I'd love to, yes.
Okay, so hang around. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the Sebastian Gorka. Later on, we've got John Zmirak. We've got Votestradamus. It's getting crazy up in here. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, our website, metaxastalk.com.
Like a mountain stream.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are talking to the author of the national bestseller Defeating Jihad. He's also the former deputy assistant to the president of the United States, Sebastian Gorka. Sebastian, lots more to talk about. Where do we start? How about this? When the Democrats get so crazy that they claim that the sky is falling, that this is the end of the world, I guess my question to you is, what do they think they would gain at this point? They were able to get rid of Bork. I remember it vividly.
Yeah.
30 years ago, it seems like a moment ago, that they did this to Bork. No one had ever done this in the history of the Supreme Court. It began 30 years ago, and it was led by Ted Kennedy. It was his, I mean, of a lifetime of shameful moments. That was, I think, the most shameful. It was absolutely horrifying what he said about Bork, a man that I met and respected. So we are now in a world where I think that's just not going to happen again. For 30 years, we've been preparing, and we're not going to get blindsided. I mean, when Bork was Borked, I don't know who replaced him. Was it Kennedy? Probably Kennedy. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, look, it's not just that. It was the treatment of Clarence Thomas, which was absolutely disgusting. I'm gonna rain on the parade again, Eric.
Go ahead.
You know what's changed? So what's changed? So the left has always been ideological. And remember, ideology is defined by the fact that it's detached from reality. It is a filter. It is a filter that distorts reality for political purposes, whether you're a Maoist, whether you're a Leninist, or whether you're a jihadi. And in the case of the Democrat Party, what's changed is the Democrats were always reined in sooner or later by the pragmatists. And I see Bill Clinton as a pragmatist.
Oh, absolutely.
And I even see Hillary. Hillary, you know, will make the statements behind closed doors, I want a borderless, you know, Western Hemisphere. But she's only doing it to play to the audience and to get the big fat honoraria.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they had these people who would come in and with political nous, with you know, a dab of reality, re-inject some kind of normalcy into the behavior of the DNC. But that's gone now. Who are the pragmatists? Yes, Chuck Schumer, but who are the national figures that will rein in Maxine Waters? Nobody's reining in the people who are calling for the harassment of people, children included, who are pro the president and voted for the president. So, you know, this is why I'm afraid that it will be even uglier than Bork and Clarence Thomas, because there's nobody who's going to rein them in and say, guys, this is not how you win in the long term. And the radicals, remember, today's Democrat Party, Eric, would never, never, ever let in a John F. Kennedy or a Scoop Jackson. They'd be exiled.
I mean, I don't think they would even let in a Bill Clinton of 1992 because he was enough of a centrist and a good old boy. This is what I find interesting is that they are eating their own at a rate that is just shocking. I mean, when Maxine Waters is allowed to get away with that, and let's not kid ourselves, of course she got away with it. Chuck Schumer had to harumph a little bit to look like a leader. But it's very interesting that they're now routinely calling for the abolition of ICE.
Yes.
Amazing.
And not only that, the primary winner, this champagne socialist who likes her $22 lipstick, this woman Cortez from New York, she, in an interview, and she doesn't retract it, she talks about how not only the need to dismantle ICE, but we have to get rid of the DHS ICE black sites at the border. That's when you know that if this is a person who can get elected on the left, they're completely lost. Black sites run by DHS, that's InfoWars, put your tinfoil hat on level.
Okay, I was just going to say, like, there are no black sites. So if she is actually using that language, you kind of think, wow, that would make quite a senator to be talking about this kind
right.
of, wouldn't it? It's sort of amazing. We're going to have to let you go in a minute here. I know, but I just want to say that I think that this was a tremendously, let's say, presidential moment for this president. He not only was he presidential, the pick, the whole thinking behind it, I think, reveals anything but a man shooting from the hip.
No, absolutely. I told even people who'd voted for the president that you will be surprised just how presidential he can be, and especially what a success he's going to be, not just in the domestic sphere, but internationally. And we've seen it with North Korea. We've seen it. We're going to see it right now in Brussels. We're going to see it in London and in Finland. So this is a man who... he is a disruptor, but in the very, very positive sense of the word.
I agree, and I cannot wait to see what happens in Londonistan when he arrives.
Mm-hmm.
It is just amazing. We don't know if Theresa May is going to last the week. I would hope maybe she doesn't. It's really extraordinary. The world is just going crazy. You've got Angela Merkel hanging by a thread. And then, of course, the president's going to meet with Putin. Can you imagine the smoke that will come out of people's ears? I mean,
it's going to be fun to watch.
It's entertaining, Sebastian. We should enjoy it's very entertaining.
One more thing. We have to thank Donald Trump for making politics fun again.
Oh, you're not kidding. Well, listen, you make it fun, too. It's always great to have you. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Eric.
Got a monkey on your back. Just one more thing. Lord, might do the trick. One hell of a price for you to get your kid.
Hey, Alvin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please do.
Okay, ReliefFactor.com is the website. I'm getting these testimonials, and I take it, but I'm not going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about Jenny from Texas. She says, I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago, and I got to the place where nothing I tried for pain relief was working. My husband had heard of your product. We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. I'm pretty sure Relief Factor has had something to do with it, and I'm grateful. Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. It's a beautiful addition to my natural therapies. I got to say, Relief Factor is... it's not toxic. You can take it as much as you want. 3 weeks, because this woman says she's been taking it for 4 weeks. 3 weeks is the magic number.
Yeah.
You'll know if it works in 3 weeks because it's, you know, different pain pathways and whatever. Go to ReliefFactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95, and you'll know. There's plenty there to tell you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to BestHotGrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Love American style, truer than the red, white, and blue. Love American style, that's me and you. And on a star-spangled night, my love.
Etc., etc., etc. Thank you very much. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh last night. We just had to say goodbye to Sebastian Gorka, but it's not a terrible thing to say goodbye to even someone as wonderful as Sebastian Gorka when you have standing by the great John Zmierak. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. It's good to be on.
It's great to have you. Now, before we talk about the Supreme Court, we have to say, because we have not said it yet today, all of the boys and their coach were successfully evacuated from that cave in Thailand. Just the greatest news. So many people have been praying. So I want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing these boys and this coach to live. It's just, it was a tremendous thing. The whole world was focused on it. And I just,
that is fantastic.
We've got to say that.
And Eric, now that everybody got out alive, we can make fun of them. So that's good. Okay, now
no,
we can
right.
joke about what a dumb coach it was who got him in that situation. If he had died, you know, we couldn't joke about it because that would be in bad taste.
Yeah.
Now it is fair game. So
well, you know what,
that's
though?
That's why I feel. That's what helped me.
I
as
tell
a
you, well,
humorist.
Sebastian Gorka was raining on my parade with his facts, and I'm going to have to rain on your parade a little bit because, unfortunately, one of the former Navy SEAL divers
right.
did die. So
right.
it's really horrifying to think that a wonderful young man lost
right.
his life in this. So it is tragic, and I
no,
actually...
No, there were, I remembered that there was somebody who died, and of course we'll commemorate him. But we can make fun of the guy who lived.
Well, I just think that this is going to be so hard for him for the rest of his life that I don't want to pile on. I mean, it's an amazing thing when you think that he will have to live with this. I don't know where you go. And that's why, as a Christian, I always say that if you don't have Jesus, if you cannot go to the Lord for comfort and for forgiveness, this is why people commit suicide when things happen, when they, you know, a drunk driver kills people. And many of them commit suicide because there's nowhere to go with the guilt. The only place to go is Jesus. I say that bluntly because I know there are people out there laboring with tremendous guilt. This coach will have that unless he knows where to bring that guilt. It's going to be hard on him. Well, we have to
you
switch.
Know, I'm tempted to say something flip, like he should become the senator for Massachusetts.
Well, there you go. That's fine. That's fine. That's too soon. But tomorrow, that would be a great joke, John. Save that. Okay.
All right,
now, seriously.
All yours.
Seriously, we've got to talk about Kavanaugh. You know, I've always got too much to say, so I'll try to shut up. Go ahead. What do you think? What's happening?
As I wrote at the stream, stream.org, I think he might be the best guy we can get confirmed at the moment. He's certainly qualified. He's certainly brilliant. I'm not sure how he'll vote on social issues, and that's by design because the Senate is so close that if we have somebody completely solid whom you and I would be really excited about, they would not get confirmed. So I would
now, when you say that, you're saying that you think Judge Amy Barrett would not have been confirmed.
I think the president calculated that her odds were worse.
I don't think there's any doubt that her odds were worse. The question is whether she would have been confirmed. I think that certainly.
I think she probably would not have been, and then that would have helped us win the midterm elections, and that would have helped us get a better Senate, and then a firm president would have proposed her again to a better Senate. That's what I would do. But you know,
So you think Trump
nuts like me don't get to be president? Trump is as close to a nut like me to ever become president.
And that's what we love about him. No,
yeah.
but seriously, you know, I guess I am rarely on the fence about things, but on this one, I think that there it is. Let's throw this out there. I mentioned this earlier. I think it is highly likely that you won't hear about this for a long time, but that Trump made a deal with Justice Kennedy. In other words, he pretended to be, you know, kind of not sure about whom he would tap for this seat. But it strikes me that he may have made a deal with Kennedy and that Kavanaugh is as far to the right as anyone Kennedy would have approved as his replacement, because Kennedy could have just sat there for another number of years easily. And I think that because Kennedy just was in love with Kavanaugh, somehow a deal was struck behind the scenes.
Well, I hope not, because that's it. What you just described is a federal crime.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. You've just put the president out of office and maybe Judge Kavanaugh and Kennedy in prison.
Well, now, when you say that, I just want to be clear. What do you mean? What is a federal crime?
Well, to offer any inducement at all in return for an appointment to the judiciary.
Wait a second.
To offer any inducement at all to someone in return for an appointment to the federal judiciary. So if
I'm talking about Kennedy. In other words, it's clear that this president...
So Kavanaugh would have to have been completely out of the loop, I guess.
Oh, no. It's obvious he would be out of the loop. What would he need to be in the loop? Do you think he would say, I'm not interested in the job?
No, I'm just saying, though, that I've seen people, produce... For instance, I'm just touchy about this impeachment stuff because the Democrats are going to be running a Stalinist show trial of the president if they win the House.
Right.
If they win the House by one vote, they're going to impeach the president, and the entire year, maybe 2 years, maybe the rest of his term will be consumed in a ridiculous Stalinist show trial with people like Maxine Waters showboating on television, and it's going to be a nightmare. So I just don't even like to.
It'll only be a nightmare.
Dance around the edges.
If you watch TV, but the thing is that what I'm suggesting is that the president may have said to Kennedy, or maybe the president's people. But I think that they were clearly trying to working on Kennedy. They were spending time. Articles have been written about that, and it strikes me that probably they said, look. Would it make you feel better if we picked your golden boy, Kavanaugh? In other words, I think that they would have thought, hey, that's a great deal. Maybe he'll go for that. I don't know how these things work, but it strikes me that it is interesting that they picked somebody that everybody, Laura Ingraham among them, were gushing about how Kennedy would be thrilled to hear this news and so on and so forth. We're going to be right back. We're talking to John Zmirak. We're going to be talking about this issue through hour two. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. President Trump recently tweeted that 101 utilities have cut their rates, and the utilities credit the GOP tax cuts. Millions of Americans are now seeing lower monthly utility bills, all thanks to the tax cuts. Look, the Democrats can't really get around the fact that the tax cuts passed last December have given energy to an economy that was sputtering, to be mild about it. Now it's roaring back. Americans are seeing wages rise, more and more jobs being created, and as the president pointed out, savings in your utility bills, too. But the Democrats really want to stop these tax cuts from being permanent. If they take over the House this fall, that's what they're going to do. You can play a part in stopping that by getting energized yourself. Go to taxcutswork.com and email a letter to Congress telling them to make the tax cuts permanent. 20,000 people have done it. I need you to do it too. Join the nearly 3,000 people who have shared their story of how tax cuts have helped them. Email Congress and share your story at taxcutswork.com. Then get 10 people you know to do the same. Folks, this is important. Go to taxcutswork.com, taxcutswork.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey there, folks. We're talking about Big Bad John Zmirak, and we're talking to Big Bad John Zmirak. He's on the phone now. John, we're talking about Kavanaugh, and I was just suggesting that Kavanaugh, you're right, that he's probably the best guy who could get confirmed. Don't you think it's possible that the president is playing the long game, that he's thinking that we don't want to have a nightmare battle? We want to have a nightmare battle we can win, not a nightmare battle that we might lose. And we will keep our powder dry for Amy Barrett when Ruth Bader Ginsburg departs?
I think that's quite possible. In fact, I wrote something to that effect on Twitter. Now, on the positive side, Kavanaugh has proved himself really solid on immigration issues. And that's something Ann Coulter and Mickey Kouse were both going crazy about. They were worried about some of the other possible people on Trump's list that weren't as solid in how they would rule on immigration. Now, you might ask, why? How is the Supreme Court relevant to immigration? But in fact, leftist lawyers with deep pockets that are, I think, filled by George Soros, have been conducting a nonstop lawfare against the president's constitutional authority to control our borders. And we saw what happened with the travel ban, that they managed to get a district court to enjoin it and stop it when it was obviously within the president's power to control immigration and travel. And four out of four justices on the court voted with the Ninth Circuit Court to take away a clearly delineated presidential power. And Ann Coulter warned that if we don't get someone who's solid on the president's power to control immigration on the court, our borders go out of control. Now, the pro-life issue is front and center, and for me it's first, second, and third. But if the borders are out of control, Roe v. Wade, you can overturn it all day long. If a million low-skill immigrants are coming in every year, turning one state blue after another, and then, you know, we will democratically vote for abortion on demand because we'll have flooded the country with clients of the welfare state who vote Democrat anyway, who vote their economic interests, not their religion, unfortunately.
Do you think Amy Barrett would have been less good on immigration?
I'm worried about it. And if she comes up again, I want to see her ask questions about it for one reason. In a legal paper, she said something that as a Catholic, she would not be able to impose the death penalty, so she would recuse herself from the court. Now, that's not even true for Catholics. That is an extremely overly obedient reading of church teaching. The church does not teach that. Pope Francis says that, but that's not actually the official teaching of the church. So she's going to go above and beyond what the church catechism says to match what Pope Francis says on the death penalty. I would like to know what she will do on immigration. If she thinks that the Catholic Church teaches open borders, which it doesn't, and if it did, it wouldn't be true, and Catholics should leave under those circumstances,
right,
because the Church has never taught that in the past. But if she thinks the Catholic Church now teaches open borders, and so she'd have to at least recuse herself from decisions on immigration, that's a big problem. I think the president's people need to find out what she thinks about that. And,
okay,
and if extremely earnest Catholics are going to be listening to Pope Francis and his outrageous political opinions, you know, then I think it's time to start putting more evangelicals on the court. Just this morning,
yeah.
I floated Benny Hinn this morning.
Benny Hinn would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it, to replace
Breyer. Hang on, because we're coming to the end of an hour, folks. Good news, we have hour two. If your radio station doesn't carry hour two, all you need to do is go to MetaxasTalk.com. We'll continue the conversation with John Zmirak. We have Kevin McCullough coming up. We may have Shannon Bream coming up. We're working on it. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.